Okay, so I'm going to be talking about the tefillah that is supposed to be said by a patient or anybody who's going to have any sort of medical treatment. The Gemara in Perek Haroah in Maseches Brachos on Daf Samech, it talks about a few different situations that a person has to make brachos for, or little tefillahs, going into a city, out of a city, going into a bathhouse. A lot of them we don't say. The Bach says, for example, by the bathhouse, that ours are very different nowadays, so that we're not going to say, but one that is relevant to what we're talking about now, medical treatments, is the following. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha hanichnas lahakis dam, somebody who goes in to have a bloodletting, which was a very common medical practice in the times of the Gemara and for many centuries afterwards. So the Gemara says, somebody who goes to have a bloodletting, Omer, Yihir atzom lifanecha Hashem Elokai she'e esek ze li the refuah, he should say that it should be your will, Hashem, that this thing that I do should be for me a healing treatment. And the Gemara goes on, different kirsos, we pass in like Abai, that we end off the bracha with kirofei, or the tefillah, with kirofei chinam ata, that because, you know, that's just the end of the tefillah, that we ask Hashem to heal us because Hashem heals people. And then the Gemara continues and says, ki koi mayomer, and after the medical treatment is over, what does he say? Amar Rav Acha baruch rofei chinam. Or baruch rofei cholim, there are different kirsos in the Girsa that we have in the Shulchan Aruch is actually Baruch Rofei Cholim. And that is the Girsa that the Gra in the Shulchan Aruch says is the more correct Girsa. Fine. This Gemara is brought down by all the major poskim, by the Rif, by the Rosh, by the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud, by the Tur, and by the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Hilchos Brachos in Orachaim Simen Reish Lamed Sif Daled. Okay, so it sounds like this Gemara is only talking about a case of bloodletting. And in fact, the Abu Darham says that when he brings down this Gemara, he says that the reason why we make this tefillah when bloodletting, so he says, Sheha koza hi sakana, because bloodletting is a dangerous treatment, Shema yachtoch v'ride hadam, I don't know exactly what that means, something about maybe you'll open up too many veins, I don't know, and the yamus, and there's actually a danger of dying even, just for bloodletting, and that is why, according to the Abu Darham, we make this tefillah that we ask Hashem that the bloodletting or should be healing for the person and not damaging. However, the poskim actually don't bring down this Abu Darham, and instead, the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch over there in Siman Reish Lamed, he says, "Nir ali dehu aden b'chol midei derefua yomer zeh," that it's not only for bloodletting; it's also for any form of treatment. And so even though maybe even according to Abu Darham, we would extend this not only to bloodletting but any dangerous treatment, like for example a surgery or anything like that, but according to the Magen Avraham, it sounds like even a non-dangerous treatment, and that is how the Nishmas Avraham also paskins in the Nishmas Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch over there in Siman Reish Lamed. He says, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua Neuvert, even on something very small, like for example, he says, even if a mother is just putting a band-aid on her child's, he cut himself, just a little wound, you would still teach the child, or you know, anyone who's putting on a band-aid, to say this tefillah, that Hashem should make sure that whatever I'm doing for this person, is going to be helpful and act as a healing treatment. So in terms of the girsa of this particular tefillah, the Rambam, the Gemara just says that you make this tefillah, you hear it from lefanecha, and when you finish, you say Baruch Rofei Cholim. So the Rambam and the Rif, when they bring this down, they don't just say Baruch Rofei Cholim, they say Baruch Atah Hashem Rofei Cholim. And the Beit Yosef actually thinks that it doesn't just mean Baruch Atah Hashem, it means that you actually would make the whole bracha B'Shem U'Malchus, that you would say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Rofei Cholim. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that in the very beginning of the Perek, where the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos, he starts off the Perek by saying all the following things. They're not brachos like the Birchos HaShevach that we would normally make on foods. Rather, they're brachos of Hodah or things like that, and we actually don't make a normal psicha v'chatzima. They don't have a normal opening and ending like other brachos. So probably when the Rambam says brachata Hashem rofei chulim, he means just to say brachata Hashem and not to say brachata Hashem elkeinu melech ha'olam. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the name of the Primi Godim that nowadays the minhag is not even to say Hashem's name at all and just to say baruch rofei chulim. But it's definitely clear that the minhag was at least to say this at all. And it's definitely an important thing when doing any sort of medical treatment to have in mind that the medical treatment is just a means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the real Rofei Chinam, the real Rofei Cholim, to give us healing treatment.